This is taking Walking Tall, the original, which is this authentically grassroots piece of right-wing kitsch. This thing that crawled out from under a rock somewhere in Tennessee in the early 1970s, and it's gentrified, and it has all of its edges sanded off, and it has a slick sheen, and it has a pro wrestler in it who's doing this as like part of his career pivot to movie stardom. And its politics are also ugly and noxious and right-wing, but in a way that doesn't have any blood in its veins. It's just, oh, these are the boxes that you tick when you make a movie like this.
Yeah, man, they paved paradise and they put up a parking lot because the movie is exactly the same in many ways. Like it is, you know, its politics, such as they are just the same like Nixonism, silent majority bullshit, but updated to 2004. But all of the edges are just shaved off. The plot is almost identical, but they actually cut out the whole election sequence where Buford Pusser runs in, you know, the corrupt sheriff's election. And then, you know, there's that great scene. I don't know why I'm saying it's a great scene. I don't want to make it sound like I enjoyed Walking Tall. but I did enjoy it.
I kind of liked it, but whatever.
Yeah, Will actually likes Walking Tall. But like, I'm not being facetious when I agree with you here. I did enjoy it in a way that I did not enjoy this. This felt very much like, yeah, straight to TV, early 2000s thing, inspired by a true story indeed. Like that whole election plot is gone.
He's not married in this one. In the original, much of the drama came from the fact that, you know, he was a family man who brought his family into this squalor and degradation in this town and ultimately ended up sacrificing them for the cause of justice. This doesn't have any of that. In fact, in this one, it's all about him like saving a young exotic dancer.
Well, that plot is in the original Walking Tall or something like it.
That's true. Although in this one, it becomes the A story.
Now, Will, perhaps you can remind me, because I think there is one critical difference between The Rock Walking Tall and the OG Walking Tall. What was the source of social decay in the first Walking Tall. The Buford Pusser character moves back home after his career as a wrestler. Fun little Easter egg there. You know, they cast a wrestler in Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the same role. But had something happened to the town, or did he just find that it was bad? Because in the one we watched today, in the remake, the town has had a mill that has been the source of the prosperity, and its closure 6 months before the movie begins is the cause of all the problems. So it's very much a post-industrial retelling of the original story.
Yeah, and I actually kind of like this. I think this is the one semi-creative thing this movie does with the Walking Tall lore. In the original film, the town was operating perfectly, basically. It was full of, you know, good, God-fearing Christian citizens, but it had this pustule in the middle of it, this zit, which was the lucky spot, I think it was, you know, that watering hole / gambling den / house of ill repute.
Right, the place where people occasionally gamble in the back, while in the front of house, they host shindigs that are basically just like the saddest office parties you've ever attended.